You're listening to the So You Can Relate podcast. Hey guys, welcome back. It's your girl Joyce.
And it's Mia Duffala.
And today we have a special guest.
I'm so excited.
As in our first guest. Guys, if you know how we've been fighting to get people on this pod.
It's been an uphill battle.
Oh my gosh. But we've got a special guest today and she's called Manuela.
I'm even nervous. I don't know why.
You're nervous.
No, when we first came on here, we were shaking. So you're doing really well.
I was shaking until the fifth episode. Yeah. Just when I kept stuttering that time.
It was so bad. Like our original first episode never came out because there were audio issues. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what you guys hear is like the second time we came to the studio. So a little bit more.
No, but you guys did well though. Because I didn't really hear the stuttering and everything that was happening.
That was episode 5. That's what I'm saying. Even up until that point. I was still nervous.
The English is fighting.
I definitely was like, should we just pray beforehand?
Oh yeah, so should we pray?
It was real.
Oh my God.
Mate, I tell you, it's not easy. But basically, we're just going to talk a bit about how we met Manuela. We met Manu at uni.
Yes.
So how do you meet Manu, Defla?
I remember it was a certain university fellowships beginning of uni social thing.
Yeah. I was thinking, where are you going with that? Yeah, you're right. Remember?
And it was like this, it was Isambard Studios. So we were started on the top floor and I was there with two other people.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing you sitting in the corner by yourself.
Sitting by myself, minding my business.
I was like, oh, I was talking to her. Maybe I should, but I was too scared. I was too shy. And then we went downstairs and we had like pizza or something like that. I remember I was sitting on a sofa with you like this. And then you turned around and you were like, hi.
Yeah. And I remember you sitting behind me. I was like, oh, she's not talking to anyone. I was like, hi, yeah. How are you?
Yeah. And that's how we became friends. That was it. That was history. That's why I call her my day two, because it was the second day of uni that we met.
Oh, right. Day two, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
That's when we met.
So for me, I met Manu, I think it was the Ghanaian Society. So in Freshers Week, there was like a Ghanaian Society meet and greet.
Yeah.
And I think that's the first time I saw you. But then I remember meeting you again at the TRF Games night.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's took you in.
Yeah. You know, the one. We proper spoke and I said, okay, you're Joyce. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was the first time. I think that was the first time. But this is all around like Freshers Week time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I met you both very early on.
Mm-hmm. So, and the rest was history. Like,
the rest is history.
Majority of our like university memories were like together. Yeah. When, you know, we had our party days together.
In our big groups, in our numbers.
The most notorious party was Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh, do you remember that?
2018.
Was that the one I didn't attend?
That was the one you did attend.
Live in the flesh.
Where someone burned their hair.
Someone wanted to set the house on fire.
Your houses.
Oh. That party was planned though. We had balloons.
Yeah, no, it was proper planned. They put so much effort into it.
That's why I felt so bad because...
And no one was listening. Like, people were just ignoring the host. They weren't listening to the game suggestions. Redefla was in the corner playing Lauryn Hill and just vibing by herself. It was insane.
What song were you playing at one point? And I was like, yes,
Redefla. I don't even remember. Was it a Lauryn Hill song?
I think so. It probably was.
Oh, I don't even remember.
And you were playing... one shot to your heart.
Oh, get it together. Yes, It was getting together.
What a banger.
Oh my gosh.
That night was a mess. I remember they even made s'mores.
Yeah,
they made s'mores. Like, they really tried. Meanwhile, somebody was throwing up upstairs.
Oh, yeah. You guys' memory's good. I completely forgot about that Valentine's party.
Yeah. It was actually the ghetto.
One for the books.
But the fact that none of us, I think there were like maybe 13 of us, had a date. None of us. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. We were literally soothing ourselves.
The single Valentine Christian edition. Christian God edition. That was what it was.
No, it was so cute. The people that hosted us even like printed pictures of us and then put a Bible verse at the back.
Yeah. I still have that, you know. Same. Do you have yours?
No. The thing is, I do, but I have no clue where it is. But I know for a fact I would not have thrown that away.
Yeah.
But I don't know where it is.
It was so sweet. And they even like hung them up. Do you remember? I have a snap of
it. I've got a snap of it as well. Yeah.
All of them. And they had cupcakes too with our names on them.
And that cupcake, they spent a lot of money on those cupcakes and everything. And you lot just trashed their party.
We should say thank you again.
Serious money was put into that thing, you know.
It was so sweet.
My gosh.
Yeah, just at a certain point, it just went downhill and everything. from the moment the person's hair got burnt, it wasn't going well again. I think that's when God said, wrap it up, D.
Wrap it up, D. I still remember so clear the way her body moved. Like, I still remember I remember the Fanta on the wall. Do you remember when she was holding a bottle of Fanta?
Really?
So when she was burning, like, she threw the Fanta on the wall.
It was so bad. It was really bad. But anyway. Good times. Yeah.
Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Things there.
Mate. So, guys, we're going to do a top five.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Julie. Is it Adenuga?
Yeah.
We got this idea from her. So we're doing a top five Hillsong edition. So everyone's getting up their lists. Who wants to go first? Giving us their top five.
Our guest should go first.
I should go first. Yes. Okay, can I just say, I actually don't really listen to Hillsong.
Don't tell me you're one of those people that Hillsong is their bad, it's their bad band.
No, not at all. I quite like their music, but yeah. I'm just not really kind of up to date with what their songs are. So. Yeah. Any of their recent songs, I don't have a clue what it is. So when Adefa said you're doing Hillsong top fives, I literally went to my gospel playlist, typed in Hillsong.
That's what I did.
And only seven songs came up. Out of those seven, yeah. I picked five.
Okay.
So, please bear with me. My number one.
Start with number five, Ben.
Number one. Yeah.
Okay. Number five. What was my number five? So do I have to give context?
Tell us. Give us the context.
All right. So my number five is No Other Name. Do you guys know that one? There is no other name.
No.
I don't know that one.
Well, okay, let me put you onto that one. So it's a song that I heard when I went to, you know where Hillsong, they do concerts.
Yeah.
During the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
This was the first time I went to a Hillsong concert, and this was years ago now. I think maybe 6 years ago. And this was a song I heard. Mm-hmm. And it was a song I kept singing the whole week. Like, I loved it. Yeah. And the way everyone was singing, I was like, no, this song facts. I was so gassed. So yeah, that's why it's number five. Mm-hmm. I don't listen to it as much now, but because of kind of the memories that it brings, I quite
nostalgic.
Like it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And then number four, this song, I love the chorus of this song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Even When It Hurts.
I know that one.
Is it on your list?
No. That's a banger.
I know it, but I don't love it.
I know it, but I don't love it. Yeah. Love it, couldn't wear it. Yeah, I really like that song because it's all about kind of finding the strength to always praise God.
Yeah.
And the chorus is just, it's so beautiful.
What's it called?
I love
it. Even When It Hurts?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like, even when it hurts at times, I'll praise you. Oh, what a beautiful song. I love it. Then my third song, this was actually recommended to me by, wait, do you guys say people's names? Because sometimes you guys bleep it out.
Yeah, sometimes we do, sometimes we don't.
It depends how we're feeling.
Well, the person might hear their name, the person might not hear their name.
Yeah.
But this was a song recommended to me by Favor. She was like, you'll like this song.
Yeah.
And I listened to it and I love it. It's called Seasons.
Okay, I don't know.
I remember the conversation. I remember that day
when she
said
recommended
that.
It to me. I was like, I'm going to listen to it. Love it. It's called Seasons. And it's basically, it's about how your toughest seasons build like the most valuable skills.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a line in there where it's like, I can't remember it. I need to find the lyrics. I know we don't have
so
time.
So does the song go through like all four seasons?
Or no, it's, like... it mostly focuses on
all four seasons.
It focuses summer. On winter.
Okay.
You really need Jesus in winter.
We need him in this cold season. Okay, so the lyrics is, though the winter is long, even richer is the harvest that it brings.
Aww.
Come on. That's isn't beautiful. That just beautiful?
Wow.
So yeah, it's just a reminder that if you are going through a tough season, that is when you're building like patience, you're building perseverance, you're building all these things that you actually need. And you don't really build patience in your summer season where you're enjoying and living life. You don't have to build endurance during those summer scenes where everything's going well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like that winter time where you have to really buckle up and get to praying. So yeah, that's why I like Seasons. So that's my number three. Number two is I Am Who You Say I Am.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is a good one. The way you guys are smiling, I know it's not on your list.
It's definitely not, but It's a good one.
It's not on my list, but I like it.
I feel like the songs you guys are going to put on your list. I won't
wait,
know
is
them.
It the one that goes, no, you am I that
yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a really good one, actually.
It's a banger.
I forgot about yeah,
it. Nah, when it goes, I am. Oh, when I play this song in the shower, yeah,
yeah.
I worship. Are you?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's my number two. And then number one, yeah. When I tell you, this song.
I know what it is already.
This song is my favorite song in yeah. this life. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the reason why I've even picked up a guitar.
Wow. I told Joyce, I know what she's going to say. And she learned the guitar so she can play this song.
Like, I learned to play the guitar so that I can play mm, this song. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. It's so poetic. It's just so beautiful. It's, oh my gosh, I don't even have the words. Oh my Lord. I don't even have the words to describe how much yeah. this song bangs.
Mm-mm-mm.
And it is So Will I.
Wow. Serious.
I told you.
So Will I is, no, it's whoever wrote that song, they were in their quiet time.
They wrote yeah. it at the feet of the
a
father.
A lot of effort went into that one there.
So many lyrics. Like
so much lyrics.
So a lot, many words. A lot.
But it all makes sense. Like even there's a line in there where it says, I can see your heart in everything you've made.
Yeah.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
And that's not just like, not just focusing on nature, because I think that's where people's mind goes to straight away. But even in people, like I can see your heart when you made Adephla. I can see your heart yeah. when you made yeah, Joyce. Yeah. Like that is poetic.
Yes.
I love it. Yes. So yeah, that's my Hillsong top five.
Hey,
I feel like you guys don't have any
serious list right there. Yeah.
And I think all our lists are different because Hillsong has such a big library.
Yeah,
yeah. To like have different favorite.
I can't
fives.
Keep up with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, same as you. Like my top fives are like maybe about 20 songs for my Hillsong playlist.
You've got 20 Hillsong songs.
Ask Joyce how many she has.
I have many, but do you
really?
Know what it is? Because I love old school Hillsong.
I don't know.
That's what I grew up on.
Is that like
literally.
Hymns and stuff?
Not hymns, but like when I read my list, I'm sure you'll recognize some of them. Okay. And they're like from 95 or something crazy like that.
I'm 95.
I feel like there are so many songs that you sing in worship that you don't realize yes, are songs by
exactly.
Hillsong.
It's yeah. true. Like very true.
Hillsong and Michael W. Smith have so many songs yeah, that you yeah. just sing casually and you for don't real. Realize they're by them. So
100.
What's your list, Joyce? Let's go.
Cool. So number five just changed when you were talking because I remembered it. I said, oh my God, it has to be on the list.
Oh, I love that.
So number five, Darlene is the, I'm telling you, the songs that Darlene sings, I don't know her surname, but when you see her face, you'll know her.
Yeah.
She's like an Australian, I think she's Australian, blonde hair.
Yeah, blonde.
Yeah. No, I don't know what she looks like. I've just seen her name.
She's really good though.
Yeah.
So there's a song called Blessed and it goes, blessed are those who dwell in your house. Do you know that one?
No. I'm adding this to
guys.
My choir list.
They are ever praising you. It's a really good
just
song.
Just Darlene singing.
Darlene singing it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's my number five. Go check that out. Number four is Power of Your Love.
Oh, you know that's on my list.
That is a serious song.
And I will soar with what? You.
Oh,
your spirit leads me on.
What a banger, yeah.
And then that song takes you on a journey.
Oh, yeah. Is that Hillsong?
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Old Hillsong. So that's old school Hillsong for you. Number three, a lot of the listeners might not know it, but I really like the song. It's called Eagle's Wings.
What on Eagle's? Or is that the same power of your love?
It starts, here I am waiting,
oh,
abiding
yeah.
me. And then it goes, come.
Live in me.
Oh,
is that what it's called?
It's really nice. Yeah.
I know that song.
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys.
My old church used to bang that song out, you know, but it was powerful every single time.
Rise.
I will rise, I will rise, I will rise.
You see that one right there?
Yeah, I hear it.
Very good. My number two is At the Cross.
Is that At the cross.
No.
Oh, that's it then. That song is a banger though. That's what I'm talking about. What an Easter song.
Easter service.
This one is
At the cross I bow my knee. No, where your blood was.
You guys need to get on Hillsong. That's a serious.
Oh.
It's a serious something.
Add it to my list.
I don't know that one.
My number one is Still.
Din, 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 din. Don't look confused by you know that song.
Din, 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 din.
Those keys at the beginning are enough to make you cry.
I don't know.
You will
still
give
you do know still when the oceans rise. and Thunder's Roar.
I was so with you among the
no.
above.
No.
You do?
Father, you are king.
I'll play it right now.
Over when I heard Still, I even thought you were going to...
In my head,
I could hear... Do you guys know Marley Music Still?
I know. That's another good one.
That is a banger. Still by Marley Music. That's a banging song, uh-huh. I'm telling you.
You know Still?
I don't know
you
Still.
You have to know Still.
I'm sorry, guys. This is unorthodox, but...
Oh, this is the case you were playing.
You know this song, right?
No.
Do you remember Serenity when Travis sang this?
No. Travis?
Yeah.
He's never sang this.
He has.
No.
No. You're actually bugging.
This intro is taking us.
Serenity, second year. Travis sang this song.
I wasn't there because I don't even remember him singing.
He sang Ryan O'Fay song.
I'm in disbelief. He sang this song, guys.
Is it? I don't know this song.
You don't know this song?
It sounds very familiar, though.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe you don't know that one.
This is the best Hillsong song.
That's my number one.
Okay, let me not say I don't know it. It just doesn't sound familiar to me at the moment. I might have to...
When the ocean...
Oh, yes!
Yes, exactly.
That one. I thought I was crazy. There's no way you don't know that song.
Oh, yeah, I do know it.
Yeah, banger. Number one.
People sing that at weddings, don't they?
A serious song.
That wedding.
I thought I've heard that at a wedding.
It's not a wedding song. I mean, if you want to, go ahead.
Why are you judging someone?
The things that Christians will sing at their wedding. Yeah, you have to laugh.
Okay.
Lord, prepare me. People have been singing to be a sanctuary.
Be a sanctuary.
Pure and holy.
I mean, that's a whole different topic. Like, what song would you never play at your wedding?
Never play?
That you've heard
in the church walking down the aisle type of vibe.
No, yeah, that you've heard maybe at another person's wedding and you're like, what position to play this at your wedding?
You know what, even though it was a really nice vibe, mm-hmm. when they played Sovereign God at
oh my God,
like first dance, I don't want to judge obviously,
bigger than now.
What, as their first dance?
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. I like that. I wouldn't do it,
but it's about problems. It's about problems bigger than all my problems. Like, you're getting married.
Yeah,
where are the good vibes?
Hear it.
It's like I want to hear a song that is like.
And
happy,
have you ever seen a couple, like, even when you talk about Sovereign God, yeah, where you're doing your first dance to that and you don't know whether to worship, you don't know whether to look into each other's eyes, you don't, like, the song is just, it's like, if you're gonna worship, worship, and if you're gonna do up the lovey dovey first dance lukewarm vibe.
Stuff.
But you know what song is good for, like, in between? William McDowell, I Belong.
You know, I don't really like that.
What song is that?
Okay. Do you guys know this song called Forever?
Forever.
Oh, you know my gosh.
That's a wedding song.
It's a wedding song.
I'm not really into that song either.
Ah.
That song is a gospel but slow jam.
I think it always suits a wedding. When it's played at a wedding, it's always perfectly executed.
To you. Come on.
I'll never leave.
As in, come on.
It is a banger, but nah, not for me.
I think those songs that are the perfect fit in that, like, you can use them in that context. Some songs you just can't really use.
There's a song by Dietrich Haddon, mm-hmm. With his ex-wife.
Awkward?
Awkward. They have a wedding song and it bangs. But it's like, because they're divorced now, so it's a bit awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
It's like, if you want to use it.
Do you guys have a song that you actually want to have for your first dance?
No.
Do you have an idea?
No, but do you know what song I really like?
What? I love you and your hair turns grey, girl.
Don't change
our
music.
Oh my God,
child.
I really like that one.
That's a good
don't
song.
Change.
Mine is My First Love. My girl doesn't know that song.
That's so confused.
No. My First Love by Kiki Wyatt and Avant.
No, I never heard it.
That song is amazing.
Right, really?
That would be my first dance song.
One time we were in TRF, yeah? And definitely Spotify came on the board. And it's like my wedding playlist.
No, definitely has a whole playlist.
Check it out, guys.
No, please. I had to change it to a wedding party because I just felt so embarrassed that people actually saw that.
No, you had some good songs on there.
Yeah, I can't deny that, but it was just like my wedding.
I remember, what was the song you played? You were like, this is your main song. And the person only had like 200 listeners.
It's Where You Are by Rashawn Patterson. That song is about this guy who's basically broke and, like, he's far from his woman and he just has to get to where she is. Aww. It's really cute.
No, that's scary.
Another good song is Amazing Love. I think it's called Amazing Love by Luther Vandross.
Oh, Luther Vandross.
How does it go again?
Oh, my
love has truly been good to me.
Serious song.
Oh, my gosh. Good. You know, I actually sang that at a wedding.
It's so
my
nice.
My sister and I, every couple of months, we just go, bye-bye, sadness, hello, hello, doo-doo-doo-doo. Hey.
Oh, I would play that.
Oh, my gosh, that is a that's banger. A that's a good one. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know that song.
That is a... Yeah,
hey, I know my music.
You guys should do Wedding Songs Top 5.
I tell you.
Oh my gosh, we should.
Oh, we should.
Giving us that content, lovely.
Yeah, we should definitely do that.
Is that the end of your list?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, let me do mine. So my number 5 is Grace to Grace.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't know.
Did you hear that one?
I'm your arms were even crossed. I just don't know it, so I can't make a judgment.
There's this amazing part where she goes, when I see that cross, I see Jesus. When I see that grave, I see freedom. And from death to life, I will sing your grace. Oh, I'll sing your praise. It's really, really nice. It's from the same one that sang Oceans. What's her name again?
Oh, I love her.
Is it Tanya?
Something like that.
Tanya something.
I find it, yeah.
So that's a really nice one. Mm-hmm. Number 4.
I thought you'd have Oceans on your list, Joyce.
No, I'm
Tired us out. I've actually had enough.
We're drowning
it was too
in
much.
Oceans.
It was too much. No.
Yeah.
So yeah. Grace and Grace.
Too much.
That's my number 5. My number 4 is Shout to the Lord.
Shout to the Lord.
You know that one.
Definitely honorable mention for me. That's a serious one.
My Jesus, my Savior. That's a classic.
Oh, yeah. That is beautiful.
It's really cute.
Yeah, yeah. That's Darlene as well, I think.
Yeah.
Number 3 is Power of Your Love.
Come on, you had to be on there.
And I Will Soar with You.
Your spirit leads me on.
By the power.
Yeah, no. When the church sings that one, and you know when the instrumentalists just stop for a moment?
Yeah.
It's just the voices in the church. Vocals.
Just the voices.
Yeah, oh, you my really God.
Oh, I love that
I
part.
Hear it.
I love it. I love it. Oh, the drum just goes, doom, 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 doom.
Drum.
Oh, my God. Even those I have never sang before.
They'll sing that day.
Let Your Love Surround Me.
Yes.
Oh, I love that one.
You need to find the right key for that song, though.
No, but do you know what song I'm tired of people just butchering? The song Israel Houghton sings it. Alpha, You Are Alpha and Omega.
And you know, the original was so beautiful, but you wouldn't know that.
People will scream that. We give you all
that. You know that song? At the beginning, he says, this is a song we learned in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
So this is a Zimbabwean song.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
It's a beautiful song.
Fantastic.
Man. I like that version where he says he learned it in Zimbabwe.
Yeah,
that's my
like
the
original.
Of the song.
Same.
And there are so much potential for harmony in that one, but you just have to get it right.
Yeah. I harmonize every time I sing it. I'm not gonna
love
harmony. Oh, gosh.
Have you ever been in charge of the person next to you? Is like,
they're clashing with your harmony and you're just fuming. If we don't get on the same harmony, I'm moving.
I really just want them to be like, sing out of us.
Please, alto is enough. Please.
There's nothing worse than being with a singer in worship. You're not on the stage. It's okay.
Do you know that's me?
Oh my God.
I'm not like leading people into worship and I'm just in the congregation, I'm singing my heart out.
Ah, it's actually
I
enough.
I love it.
But at least you can sing.
Fair enough. But I know it's annoying sometimes. It's like I need to relax, but
I kind of like it though.
When the ad lib is really in your spirit, you gotta let out, man.
Okay, number 3, As It Is in Heaven.
Okay, sounds familiar.
How does that go? It sounds really familiar.
For some reason, I've actually forgotten how it goes.
It's almost top 3.
Come on, give me a second. Sorry, guys, we'll play it again.
Their intros are so
good. I love a good intro.
Yeah, if I recognize this one. Oh, how does it start?
Yeah, I recognize
yes,
it.
Whether now or then, death is not my end. I know heaven waits for me.
Yeah. It has a really good bridge or something.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really good song. Believe me, I like it. It's my number 2. But I suddenly forgot how it went. But yeah, As It Is in Heaven is really, really good. And my number 1 is Still. Because why not?
Come on.
What's Still?
Come on.
It's the one we played for you.
Still.
When the Oceans Rise.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I used to like have this phase in second year where I'd just play it like going to sleep. Sometimes I'd even cry to it, to be honest.
Come on. So you know, is it really
Let it out.
It was just such a lovely song. And I love the way the guy's voice sounds as well. So yeah.
The guy has a beautiful voice, man.
So beautiful. Mm. And this is old school Hillsong too as well. You can even tell by the album cover. So
yeah.
That's my Hillsong top five.
Do our songs even overlap? No. So you both have Still.
And we both have Power of Your Love.
And then, so no one picked any of my songs?
No.
I'm offended. Actually, I'm putting you onto some good songs. I want you guys to listen to those songs that I said.
Please send them to us, because I sometimes put on Hillsong just to kind of drone on in the background, but I don't always listen to it because sometimes I feel like all the songs do sound the same.
Yeah.
And that's why I struggle with it sometimes.
10 minutes long.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're not always ready to commit to a 10-minute song.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's a long, long process.
Yeah, yeah.
I hear that.
So, but yeah, I feel like Hillsong's library is so extensive. There's always going to be a song by them that you like.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What do you think of their, like, more recent songs?
I don't know them.
Oh, that's it then.
I don't.
That's that then.
Like, I actually don't know
them. Why don't you like them, Defila?
No, I don't. I mean, I would like them, but they just sound very, very similar to me.
What's a recent song of theirs that...
What a Beautiful Name.
Oh, okay.
If that's recent,
I
know
that one. My honourable mentions, to be fair.
Yeah, I do like that. I add that to my honourable mention.
But do you know one thing about... Have you guys ever been to Hillsong Church in London?
Yeah.
Yes, I have, actually.
They only sing their songs. Do you know that?
Yeah. But I feel like...
Which I think is low-key a bit weird.
Really?
Yeah. It's essentially saying you can't sing any other song. Why not?
I don't... So what? Do they actually, like, tell...
They only sing Hillsong songs.
As in, you can't go to Hillsong and hear Heart of Worship.
No.
If it's not... Or There Is None Like You. Something basic like that.
I mean, it makes sense to a certain extent, because if we've got so many songs that we've written for this purpose, why are we not singing it? But I think it's a bit excessive to then... if they're actually saying to their choir, you can't sing any song apart from Hillsong songs, then it's a bit...
What if you've got another song on your heart?
I feel like they do have a song for every occasion, though.
They really
do. Their library is extensive enough for you to actually pick something.
But do you think that Hillsong has, like, you see, like, how we'll go to a service, yeah? And they'll have, like, worship music and then praise music, but the praise music will be, like, proper, like, you know, let's say African praise. Do you think Hillsong, like, has true praise songs?
They have the praise songs by their own definition.
Yeah, they've got quite upbeat songs, actually, because when I went to a Hillsong service this, like, 2 years ago, it got to their praises bits, or like their more upbeat songs.
Yeah,
people were jumping, but it's very, I don't know how to describe that genre of music, but it's very upbeat, jumpy type music.
Okay,
but I think because we're used to African praise, we wouldn't classify that as praises. Them, like, it actually is praises.
But as we want,
we want the drums, we want the bass, we want it all. But I think...
You know what song makes me laugh? There's a Nigerian praise song that literally says, "You make me wonder.
I wonder."
That's it. That's literally it.
That's like, the whole song. What?
And they say, "Wonder, wonder, 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 I wonder." Over and over again.
That is
what we need to hear. The thing is, though, I think with Hillsong praise, you can only jump. That's it. You're jumping.
Yeah.
But African praise, you can do what you want.
We're going low.
So many different dance moves you can do.
Oh, man.
Maybe that's why we don't see it as praise, because, like, we don't jump to praise in African churches. We dance, like, we do different dance moves, whereas of them, like...
Yeah.
Like, what can you actually do to Hillsong praise apart from jump?
I'm trying to think of a praises song of theirs that I like. I can't think of any. I think they've got a lot more kind of slow...
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just their thing, do you got what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is fair enough.
I think even in Christian music in general, it's very hard for you to find upbeat songs that are contemporary. I think most contemporary songs are like slow worship songs. And I always find that a bit strange. Like, why don't we have more upbeat kind of songs?
I feel like that usually comes from like the black gospel artists. They usually give you that.
Oh, like Ty Tribbett.
Ty Tribbett. Oh, yeah, I love Ty Tribbett. Or obviously Kirk Franklin, people like that.
Yeah.
They give you the ones that you can kind of dance a bit more
to. Yeah.
But that, like, contemporary, like, soft rock gospel.
It's
only going to give you so much.
Jesus! They'll be just doing rock on the stage.
I actually don't even know what that genre sounds like.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
Oh, man, you have to laugh. You have to laugh.
So how are we battling our... songs that I feel like I gave so much context to my songs that they actually have to just be the top five.
Okay.
Regardless of
pick,
what you...
Pick three of your faves, and then we're going to put Power of Your Love and Still somewhere in there. Because those are the ones that we both chose.
No, sorry. Okay, do you know what? No other name can actually go, because as much as I liked it at the concert, I haven't really listened to it in a long time. The other four, sorry, they have to stay.
She said, by all means, they're staying.
By all means, they are staying. So you guys have to battle for your...
But Still will be number one, 100%.
Yeah.
No, sorry. It's 100. So like...
It's undeniable.
It's not better than
Still. We've had enough of So We're Like.
It even took me so long to remember what Still was. Even when you played that, Still didn't
know. We don't know why. I understand that one, because Still was absolutely fantastic.
It's just too good.
So Will I can go second.
It's a song that I've heard sung, but I've never actually gone out of my way to listen to it.
Really?
No.
Why?
It's so good.
Because, I don't know. can you leave your keyboard at home?
I'm telling you.
And the last person that goes, rest my soul. Oh. After that crescendo, he comes back down again.
Come on.
Nah. Have you heard So Will I?
Of course I've heard So Will I.
So there we have it. Still is number one.
Nah. Because that means what's going to be number
okay,
five?
Okay, if you let us put Still first, then we can leave your last four.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I think I think people that's listening would agree that Still goes first. Yes. Don't you think?
Nah.
Yeah, I think they would.
You know what? I've actually never heard people talk about Still.
It's too good. You can't just discuss it like that anyhow.
No.
Still is so good.
No. I'm still hearing Marley Music song in my head when you guys say Still.
Still by Marley Music is really good though.
Yeah.
Still by Kirk Franklin is good too.
What's that one?
I know that one.
It's Still, then in brackets, In Control. So Still in Control. That song's really, really good too. Those are songs that have the word still. Be Still by Travis Greene.
Oh.
You guys know I love Be Still. Oh, we love that song.
Still. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Anyway, so yeah, Still first. I think just for the fact that there are other good songs that also killed Still. That's why Still by So Will I. Still by Hillsong should be first.
Okay, so Will I can go second. What's our final list? It'll be Still number one,
yeah,
then So Will I number two,
mm-hmm.
Who You Say I Am number three,
yeah,
Seasons. But didn't you guys like the story I shared about Seasons?
Yeah that's why I can there. Stay
no, but I feel like it's too good to be number four.
Okay, make it number three then.
You guys are wicked to guess. What do you guys are fighting? This is how you treat your guests.
We got a break. He's fighting us.
Okay, Seasons 4, and then Even When It Hurts, number 5.
I need to listen to that. That sounds really... I love a good title.
Yeah.
I love
that
a good title.
That is a good one. No. Even When It Hurts, you know, honestly.
Yeah. Well, the chorus
This
is
walk is not easy.
It hurts sometimes.
It hurts sometimes. Uh-huh. What is a gospel song that you listen to and you just burst into tears first time you heard it?
The first time I heard it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Do you know what song I remember? Sorry.
What song?
One time, yeah, I had Defla and some of the girls from TRF over, and then I played this song, and Defla was like, "Take it off right now."
Sales.
This is like, yes, Sales.
Horrible in a good way.
Falling is easy, but staying in love is hard.
What?
Oh, Manny's not impressed.
That moved me so much.
No, it's such a nice song. If you hear it, like,
what, is it a gospel song?
Yeah.
With Stephanie
Gretzinger.
Yeah, it's a Gretzinger. Yeah. And Pat Barrett.
Yeah.
The first line.
You guys really remember names? I don't know these people.
The first line just moved me so much. I don't know what it was.
I know.
What?
I'll tell you.
The line that said falling in love is the easiest.
Yeah, or, falling
in love. What is it? What was the line?
She's actually disrespecting the song.
The easiest.
I'm curious.
Falling is easy, but staying in love is hard.
Yeah.
Oh. It's not even you.
No, when you hear it, I'm telling you, it's really, really good.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
So wait, what's the song about? Is it about falling in love with another person, falling in love with God, falling in love with yourself?
Yeah, like working your salvation out and maintaining a relationship with God. Like falling in love with God is easy, but maintaining a relationship with him is hard. Staying in love.
Oh, that's a sermon.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's a serious sermon that we all need. I don't know. I'm not like, no, I haven't heard a song first time and cried. No, yeah. I'm more susceptible to crying if I haven't heard a song in a really long time. and like we're in the middle of worship and then the song comes, I'm just like,
I'm just crying enough to do that.
So have you heard a song for the first time and cried?
No, I haven't.
There is one song I cry to though, Be Still by Travis.
Really?
I cry to that song all the time. Because usually I listen to it at the peak of turmoil. And then I, because I'm not being still. And then I play it and I'm like, oh yeah. And then like, let me be still. And I start crying. Mm. It like, it purges me. So that's my crying gospel song. Also A Closer Walk by Fred Hammond. That gets me crying too. Yeah.
I really like When the Music
Comes. Come on now.
No, it's stripped away.
Heart of Worship.
That song, yeah.
It's too beautiful, man.
It just really brings you back to the heart of worship.
It gives what it's meant to give.
It's giving everything. Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah.
Whenever it's sung at a church or a gospel service or anything along those lines, I'm like, yeah, this song makes so much sense.
It's necessary.
It's so good, man. So Manuela,
yes.
Hey, down to the nitty gritty.
Down to the nitty gritty. Is the way you even call my name? Am I in trouble? Somebody who's relaxed on the sofa like this.
So, tell us a bit about your journey. Obviously, we all met you at university, mm-hmm. Me and Adefola.
Yeah.
And I think what really like we had in common was our desire to want to know God better.
Yeah.
And we were like involved in a lot of Christian ministry on campus and stuff like that. How do you feel like your walk with God developed at your time in uni? Like, yeah, that journey in university.
Okay, so before I was coming to university was when I kind of had an understanding of what grace was. And I was sort of getting my head around that because the church I was at before wasn't really preaching grace.
Okay.
And it was very much don't sin, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, or, you know, judgment day. And we know on the final day comes judgment and kind of all that scaremongering stuff. So I was coming to terms with what grace was. And it was like, it was very liberating. And I was taking my faith very seriously around that time. Mm-hmm. So at uni, like, I'd already made my mind up that I was going to find a church, find a Christian society to join, but wasn't really sure how to go around it. So even the reason why I went to the event where I met Adefola was because one of my sister's friends, because my sister went to the same uni.
Sorry, guys. What event was that?
Are we dropping names?
No, we'll leave it out, but I'm just so curious.
Yeah. Okay. So She knew my sister, so when she saw me, she was like, oh, you're here now. Join a society, this, that, and the other. And I was like, not sure. Like, I want to, but I don't really know how to go about it. And she was like, this. And then I think they handed her the flyer. Who? And then, she, what church was it? I can't remember.
Oh, it's not a bait one then?
No, it was. I think it might have either been... Yeah, it was one of those two.
Okay.
And she was like, I just got, I've just been given this flyer, but I mean, this is like my fourth year here, so I'm not going.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought so as well.
A certain person invited
Because we, a certain person invited me and Joelle.
Oh. Not them.
anyway.
Yeah, so she gave me the flyer and she was like, just go to this, see what it's like. And I remember I really didn't want to go because this was the second day of uni.
Yeah.
Don't really know anybody. I don't really like having to go to places and now you have to force friendship. But at the same time, it's freshers week, so everyone's a beg. So at least that's reassuring. So yeah, just attending Christian things like that was very helpful. And obviously I was still, like I said, coming to terms with what grace was. And I just kind of made up my mind that I was going to be serious, because a lot of people always like, when you go to uni, and you guys have already spoken about this in the,
the jungle.
Everything is the jungle, everything will go wrong, you need to keep your faith strong. It's gonna be
drink, don't go club, don't
do anything because there's a madness out there. And I wasn't really scared of that because I've never really been easily persuaded to do something I don't want to do. And it's never really been my desire to try different drugs and like consume alcohol until I vomit. Like, it's just actually never interested me. Yeah. So I was quite secure in myself.
Go on, please.
So I was quite secure in myself that even when I go to uni, it's not going to be a madness for me. At uni, I quickly met like yourself, like Joyce, Adefala, and like loads of other Christian and like-minded people. And that's what my life has always been like, even with friends at church. I've just always been around Christians who are very like-minded. My Christian journey has been quite easy in the sense that I don't have like a mad backstory. I was not destitute.
Everybody knew my name.
I don't have a story like that. I've always just been in church. I've always been comfortable in church. Most of my friends have always been people who I went to church with. I mean, it sounds boring. I'll say it out loud, but my life is just, it's really been smooth sailing. I can't lie. I don't really have a mad story to tell, but I quite like that. I think during first year, I was still trying to find a church because I decided I'm no longer going back to my old church. But I didn't have another church to go to. My pastor now, he was the person who was mainly teaching me. Cut it out.
All right, get rid of that for
cut
you.
It.
To cut it.
He was the one that was mainly teaching me about kind of what grace was. And the thing with kind of the message of grace is that it's so simple, but it's so easy to overlook when you don't know it. So even unlearning the things that my old church taught me, and that is my church in the Netherlands. Well, actually, I don't know what they preach because I wasn't really listening to those sermons because I was quite young. But I imagine it must have been something along those lines as well, because it was the trend in most African churches to kind of preach this idea that the Ten Commandments, and if you don't follow the Ten Commandments, you go to hell. And then, you know, the message of grace was something completely different, where it's all about knowing God and understanding that he died for your sins. So you are no longer a slave to sin. We can't even keep the Ten Commandments. And it wasn't even created for us to keep up with. Like, that is completely null and void. But under grace, you'll naturally want to follow those commandments anyway, but it's no longer at the forefront of your mind that I shouldn't sin, I shouldn't do this, I shouldn't do that. That was first year for me. And that was when I was mostly going to TRF and building a close relationship with you guys, where we would just talk about life, talk about the Bible, but it wasn't too churchy. Like, our conversations were always very casual. And that's why I liked, because I also didn't want to be around Christians who don't know how to have fun. Like, sorry, that's my worst thing ever. I feel like just because you're Christian doesn't mean that you lose your personality. I think in Christ your personality comes out even more. So when I meet people who become Christian, or they have the revelation of who God is, and then they become very boring and very strict, I feel like you've still misinterpreted what this Bible is all about, because it's all about being free in Christ. And if you feel like you have to modify your behavior or change significant things about you, unless you were like, your life was really mad and you really
Come and tell you if your hand is causing you to sin, cut it off.
Yeah, like things like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's understandable if you were someone who struggled with a lot, and then naturally you need to refine yourself and cut all those things off. But I don't think that when you're Christian, you should completely let go of your personality before you knew Christ. In a nutshell, my Christian journey has just been about me understanding grace, setting boundaries, knowing what those boundaries really are. So, for example, drinking alcohol, because I mentioned that before. I love a cocktail. I love a cocktail, but I've never been someone, I know where my kind of limit is.
Praise God.
Some of us.
Some of us. God is still saying, hey, get back here.
He's working on me. He's working on me.
I know where my limit is. And yeah. Like, another thing is, I don't like not being in control. So if I know that alcohol is going to be something that takes me there, I won't engage in it too much because it's just I don't like it. Like,
yeah, it, you know, people say I don't know where I was, I don't know how I ended up. That's scary.
That is mad to me. Yeah, and I think that is why my relationship with alcohol and the way I view that, it might be different from someone who might have been an alcoholic before. Yeah. And they're like, no, I'm completely not going to drink alcohol. I'm going to be even. Sorry, this is so random, but. A couple of days ago, I said the word teetotaler to my sister and we were cracking up about the word. And that's...
Teetotaled?
Yeah. Mm. You know when you don't drink alcohol? And my sister thought it was like a Ghanaian word. I'm like, no. She was like, it sounds so Ghanaian. It just means you don't drink alcohol. Yeah. But like some people then, you know, say they're going to become a teetotaler and all those things. And they... that is kind of their boundary. Yeah. And I respect that and that makes sense. But I don't think that is... my boundary. So I think as I've now had a secure understanding of grace, I'm now kind of figuring out what boundaries I need to set in the freedom that God has given me. Mm-hmm. Because just because you're free in Christ doesn't mean you should now move mad. And I think that's another thing that some people don't really understand or think about. When you're free, there's still boundaries in your freedom. And it might sound quite contradictory, but it's a fact.
So how do you work through so we know we're free in Christ, we're under grace, we're trying to navigate these boundaries. How do you deal with those boundaries that you enjoy, you love it, you want more?
Yeah.
That's but every time you're in that scenario or in that circumstance, you feel a bit like, should I really be here? Should I really be doing these certain things? Like, how did you kind of work that out? And what do you have to say on that process?
I think... with those situations where you are enjoying it and you know you're not meant to be there, that is when discipline needs to come in imminently. Yeah. So, for example, I love a concert. I love a festival. I went to Wireless, I can't remember how many years ago now, like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Had a great time. Went to loads of festivals that year, actually. Had a fantastic time. But I also feel like as much as I enjoy festivals and enjoy the music that is played there, a part of you also know, this is not my crowd. This is not where I need to be. And I would never say to someone, don't go to a festival. It's a sin. But I also think sometimes you need to be careful with what is benefiting you and why are you enjoying it? Mm-hmm. Like, what is it about that festival or whatever that thing may be for the person? What is it about that thing that you really enjoy? Mm-hmm. Like, if it's, for example, the music, what type of music are you enjoying? Is it really benefiting you and your Christian journey?
Right.
So I think it comes kind of down to that, having an understanding of I am enjoying this thing, but why am I enjoying it? What in that particular thing is so like so alluring to me, and why am I so attracted to it that I'm unable to kind of veer away from it, even though like we said, you are free.
Yeah.
And isn't there like a scripture in the Bible where it says everything is good but everything is
beneficial?
Is that the scripture? And I think sometimes you have to sit back and think, is this really benefiting me? And if the answer is no, and you always know when the answer is no, then you need to try and reel it in a bit. And it's easier said than done.
I think of that, it's also good to consider, like, if it's benefiting me, is it a short-term pleasure and a long-term pain? Because sometimes it's like, it's benefiting me because I'm drunk and I feel so good right now. I'm having the most amazing time.
Yeah.
And that feels beneficial. But in 24 hours' time, your guilt is going to kick in and your condemnation is going to kick in.
Yeah.
And your repentance will therefore kick in by God's grace. So it's like short-term pleasure, long-term pain. It's like short-term benefit, but long-term, the opposite of that.
Yeah.
So I think it's also good to realize, like, when something is beneficial, whether it just feels like it is now and whether you're going to have to deal with the consequences of that, like, later, like, further down the line.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. And even, I think sometimes when you don't make the right decision and you are indulging in the things that you shouldn't indulge in, kind of the shame that comes on certain people is just so not worth it. Like, they spend their whole year trying to work off that one mistake that they made. So that's why I kind of thought of when you said sort of that short-term pleasure but long-term pain. And that is often the transaction that some people get.
No, honestly. Honestly.
When they engage in such things.
And sometimes I think to myself, like, when I do something that I know I shouldn't do, I think to myself, like, Joyce, this is not, like, who are you? This is not you. This is not who you are. And sometimes when you remember, this is not me. Like, this is not who I am.
Yeah.
And it's not who I'm trying to be. So let me not practice being someone I don't want to be anyway. Yeah. Let me practice who I want to actually be.
Yeah.
And I sometimes, like, I always used to get wrapped up into this, oh, I'm young, I'm never going to be 21 again, I'm never going to be 23 again, or whatever it might be.
Mm.
And it's kind of like, I remember the scripture that says, like, don't despise your youth. Don't let because you're young become the reason why you're actually crying later in life from the decisions you made. You just have to remember who you are. And like Adefala was saying, is this going to make sense in 24 hours? You know, for some decisions, it's going to make sense in 5 years.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's that on that. Manuela, it's been amazing having you on.
Yeah, this has been cute. You guys have made me really think of my top 5 song list, but yeah, I stand by what I said anyway.
You said I'm going to stick beside it.
Like I said, I'm not easily swayed. So you guys can have your little steal, okay? Put out your number one, but
yeah.
I know So Will I is actually the number one Hillsong song.
I'll tell you. Yeah. Let us know in the comments, is it still or is it So Will I?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's actually battle this out. Let's do a poll on Instagram.
We should do a poll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for coming to us. Can we just appreciate our first ever guest?
Woo woo!
Like we said,
I'm so gassed.
Uphill battle this was.
It really was.
This is a real breakthrough right here. I may should be the first of many guests. You've been absolutely amazing.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for coming to the So You Can Relate podcast. I have been Adefala.
And it's been your girl, Joyce.
Yeah.
Don't you guys just love that? I love the theme tune.
I love it.
I freaking love it. Okay, until next time, guys. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.